perpetual punishment. Wilson Wallace or Wolf Fox. Free political prisoners, free right. to Angola. Black Panther chapter started in Angola, 71. When Albert Woodfox and Herman Wallace had come with conviction. Work behind penitentiary gates to unify, stop corruption and innate prison rape. They never relented in spite of intimidation and challenged the all-white prison administration. In 72, apparently prejudicial to stop them organizing. Prison officials concocting murder charges, making them accused killers of a prison guard by the name of Brett Miller. Later that year, Robert King Wilkerson arrived because he was a Panther to the murder he was tied. A goddamn lie, co-defendant in the case, even though he wasn't there when the murder took place. The actual killer gave a confession that was voluntary. Life with no parole, the three still remained in solitary. Man, I'd be a fool to be in love with this government. They specialize in cruel and unusual punishment. Since when organizing and educating peers gets you incarcerated for over 30 years? The racist warden who should be on lock for decades. Now Wilkerson Wallace or Wood Fox, it's racism, repression, and injustice to me. Free political prisoners, free the Angola three.
King
was freed in 2000 at the time of this flow. He working for his comrades, one down, two to go. With anybody who resisted, U.S. got beef. In a minute, lock you up on the basis of belief. Inhumanity, racist by design. Years over 29 in solitary confined. 6x9s, fix the mind, mentally broken or you dilated. Latter thing, Brother King told me is why he made it. Can't fade it, Amendment 8 violated. 30 years in isolation, human rights annihilated. Hell with lack of evidence, I never heard no dumber shit. No doubt, cruel and unusual punishment. Typical American capitalist context, known as the prison industrial complex. In cheap and free labor, corporations invest. The ones that comprise the stock market index, publicly known to have contracts with prisons. Amendment 13, constitutional provision. Same way they built the country, slavery legalized. This is how they utilize the disenfranchised people that they claim went astray, but not the same for Martha Stewart and Kenneth Lay. Angola, last slave plantation in the nation, who largest industries are drugs and incarceration. Man, I'd be a fool to be in love with this government. They specialize in cruel and unusual punishment. Since when organizing and educating peers gets you incarcerated for over 30 years? The racist war Burl Kane should be on lock for decades. Not Wilkerson Wallace or Wood Fox. It's racism, repression, and injustice to me. Free political prisoners, free the Angola three.
Reach out, write these cats.
Free the Angola
Herman Wallace,
three.
Number 76759, CCR Upper D, number 14, Louisiana State Penitentiary, Angola, Louisiana 70712. Albert Woodfox, number 72148, CCR Upper B, cell number 13, Louisiana State Penitentiary, Angola, Louisiana 70712. Free to Angola 3, angola3.org.